Time now on the Benusa pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, was last Saturday another case where the game needs to be renamed goalie?
Well, there's no question, Schultz. Diffel played very well for Lake Superior State. I thought our guys, I thought our guys did a good job getting pucks to the net. I mean, we had 85 shot attempts, 47 on net. But again, he played well, and hats off to Diffel.
I feel like I'm beating a dead horse, but when you're playing that well and you don't win, how do you keep that locker room on an even keel?
I think those guys, I think they're fine because I think they realize they're playing pretty good hockey. I think when you know you're playing pretty good hockey and you've outchanced your opponent, you've outplayed your opponent, they see that. And I think, again, that's fine by them. But there's no question. I mean, in the back of your mind, you're a little concerned, but you just can't – you got to block it out and you just got to play.
When the effort's there but the results aren't, is that the time to play a little looser in systems or time to tighten them up?
No, I think you always have to play tight. You can't just get looser to get loose. I don't believe in that. You have to stick to your game plan. You have to pay attention to detail. You can't. You got to play. You got to play. But, I mean, our systems are fine. I mean, we're generating a lot of offense. Our power play's at 24%. Our penalty kill's at 88%. So our systems are fine right now. I have no concerns or questions with that, but you have to stay on top of those things as well.
On to Huntsville. Is this rivalry in your mind back to where it was in the CHA days, or is that going to take a while yet?
I don't know if it is. I mean, I don't think of it as a rivalry from the standpoint of there's just – I think we have – rivalries with so many other teams as well, and I think, again, everybody's a rival, and when you're playing league games for points, I think it's important. So I don't look at it as a rivalry, because I guess probably our rival in the league is Mankato, and I look at it that way, but I'm not saying I should or shouldn't. I just don't even think of it that way. It's just we're playing Huntsville, and we have to be ready to play Huntsville.
More Tom Ceratori when we return the Benusa pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network. Time for part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. UAH has taken their share of penalties this year, Tom. They're second most penalized team in the league. You've got the best power play in the league. How important is special teams this weekend?
They're important every weekend, Schultz. And typically, again, you know, at the end of the night, the games come down to three things. You know what? Power play, penalty kill, and goaltending. I mean, those are the three areas every game if you wanted to ask me the keys of the game. So, it's whose power play is going to outdo whose penalty kill and whose goalie is going to outdo the other goalie.
What's the biggest challenge of playing on a Wednesday?
I don't know, Schultz. I haven't really put too much stock into it because I think both teams are playing on a Wednesday. I don't know. You wonder again if you're going to have the legs and the jam that, you have on a typical Friday, Saturday. I mean, we're not used to playing these midweek games like this, but we have good feet. We have guys with good legs, so you hope the legs carry over. And I always like to think, too, Huntsville's in the same boat as we are, even though they are the home team. But I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how everything goes tonight.
Football might be the biggest creatures of habit. I think hockey's a close second. How does just a change in routine and upping your preparation by a couple of days change things?
It changes things a little bit. There's no question. It's been kind of – we've watched a lot of tape the last day and a half, and, you're trying to, do all that work that you prepare. You prepare all week for a team. You have 4 days to do it, and we're trying to do it in a day and a half to 2 days. But, again, they're doing the same thing, Schultzy. So you just do the best you can, and you have to obviously play with your instincts. And, we're just concentrating on what they do on their special teams a little bit, and then there's some nuances that they have to their game that we have to pay a little bit of attention to. But by and large, I think we have to just play.
Huntsville's led in scoring by their sophomore class, their freshman class right behind. So you've watched them on film. Where do they take advantage of teams?
They're really good in the greasy areas. They're good in front of the net. They're good with second and third chance opportunities. I mean, they are that's where, again, they've got it down pretty good because they've got 23 goals so far in the league. So, I mean, they're generating some offense. And I also think, too, that you have to really be aware in this rink, and we found out in practice the last day and a half, but any missed shot funnels right back to the point. So you have to really be ready to have some quick strike shots on wide shots on the goaltender.
That was actually my next question. How long does it take guys to get used to quirks and nuances of a rink?
No, I think it takes a while, but you just have to realize there's a few things that you want in your head, and the one thing we told our defensemen, stay wide on the blue line and keep, it's play on your toes because you're going to be pinching on a lot of pucks. And keep a lot of pucks alive, a lot of quick strikes from the sideboards. And also our forwards are going to have to make, when we do miss the net, our forwards are going to have to try to beat their guys off the wall. And, again, what are you going to do defensively? Are you going to beat your guy or are they going to be boxing out? So, I mean, we have to try to obviously get some separation and win some foot races with the slot. And we also have to be good in our own zone about defending on those wide shots as well. And we have to make sure we box out and be on the D side of our man.
seen over the years a lot of goalies get burned. Are your goalies going to stay in the crease tonight?
You know what we're going to do, Schulze, and obviously we're doing this interview at noon on game day, but we have to watch the Tech game over again, I think, and just look at see on all dumps, on all dumps and all rims exactly to try to see what everybody else did and see what kind of quirky bounces actually came out during the game, because in practice right here it's frightening to see where the puck goes, and we might just keep our goaltender in this net.
Gerbrandt, Arntz, and Parker Laine has now scored 2 weeks in a row. How much do you need those guys to keep going?
Well, again, they're a veteran line. They're a big, strong line. They're a line that you look to in a game like this, where it's going to be a really physical game, and there's not going to be a lot of easy ice, and those guys have to try to open some ice up for us.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schulze.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers, starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.